Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, March 11th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. An 8.9 magnitude earthquake struck the coast of Japan near Honshu. This is the largest earthquake in Japan's history, and the effect has been disastrous for Japan. Our AFA Safety, Health, and Security Committee worked throughout the night with United Airlines-related departments to ensure the safety and well-being of our crews on layover in Japan. We are pleased to report that all flight attendants on layover in Japan have been accounted for and are safe. Crews on inbound flights were diverted to other locations and report safe as well. The earthquake was accompanied by a tsunami, which affected most of Asia, and warnings were issued for Hawaii, Guam, and as far as the west coast of the United States. The tsunami waves reached the Hawaiian Islands just after 3 a.m. local time, and the islands, including the city of Honolulu, initiated contingency plans for this situation. Crews on layover at hotels in Honolulu, Kahului, Kona, and Lihue were relocated to higher floors in the hotel or other higher ground if necessary. All flight attendants on layover in the islands have been accounted for and are safe. Our local councils and our Safety, Health, and Security, Employee Assistance Program, and Hotel and Transportation Committees are working together and with United to coordinate efforts to support our members who have been affected by the earthquake and resulting tsunami. We continue to coordinate efforts for Councils 38 in Narita and Councils 14 in Honolulu to ensure the well-being of our members who reside in these areas and offer assistance and support if needed. If you have been affected by this disaster, AFA EAP assistance is available and ready to help. Contact your local council or call the AFA International Helpline at 1-800-424-2406 if needed. We extend our deepest condolences to the families and friends of the victims of this natural disaster. Our thoughts and prayers are with all those who have had their lives touched by this tragedy. The Association of Flight Attendants stands ready to support airline workers and their families in Japan, Hawaii, and Guam that have been impacted by this tragedy in any way that we can. For our sisters and brothers who have been impacted by this tragedy, the comfort and support of United Flight Attendants remains available as you move forward. If you would care to make a contribution in support of our members and their families, please visit our website. Last year, the labor community achieved a monumental victory when, through the support and advocacy of many unions, including AFA-CWA, the National Mediation Board, ruled in favor of democracy, changing a decades-old rule which counted absent votes as a no vote against unionization. This ruling is now in jeopardy of being overturned in the concerted efforts by anti-union Republicans in the House of Representatives in their version of the FAA reauthorization bill. This victory was achieved by years of hard work and finally created a more level playing field where the majority of members participating in a representation vote determined the outcome. Previously, anyone who did not participate in the vote at all was counted as a no and created a distorted process that heavily advantaged management. In any other election, a practice such as this would be considered corrupt or illegal. However, because of the advocacy of management against organized labor, this archaic rule was allowed to continue for far too long. Finally, we have changed the process and emphasize the importance of making sure that all members who choose to participate in a vote are counted. It's equally important to ensure for those that took the time and effort to vote not to have their votes undermined by people who fail to participate in a democratic process that has an impact on their future. This legislation is part of the ongoing concerted attack against working families and organized labor to weaken our right to organize and to bargain, an effort that has received attention in Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio, and other states and is now being waged at the highest level of our government as well. The sacrifices we have made and the work we accomplished are simply too great to be wiped out by this latest attack on our profession and our rights as union members. Late in the day, Wednesday this week, 18 of the 19 Wisconsin Republican state senators voted on a bill that would strip most collective bargaining rights for public employees' unions. They had originally been prevented from doing so because the Democrats in the state Senate had fled Wisconsin, depriving Republicans of a 3/5 quorum, 20 out of 33 senators, needed in votes that are on certain fiscal matters. However, late Wednesday, the Senate Republicans devised a strategy where they stripped out the money elements of Governor Walker's proposal, enabling them to pass the bill by simple majority, a move that was said to have violated several laws, including failure to provide proper legal notice. The AFL-CIO called for its members to rally on Thursday in support of public sector workers, saying that Senate Republicans and Governor Walker had exercised the nuclear option to ram through their bill, attacking Wisconsin's working families in the dark of the night. When protesters found out what was happening, chants of shame, shame, shame could be heard in the Senate chambers where the Senate Republicans were sneaking in their union-busting measure. 18 Senate Republicans conspired to take government away from the people, said Minority Leader Senator Mark Miller. In 30 minutes, 18 senators undid 50 years of civil rights in Wisconsin. Even though Governor Walker has said all along that he wants his proposal passed for budgetary reasons, the actions of these 18 Republican state senators by removing the money elements clearly shows their intent is to break the unions. In January, we filed our petition with the National Mediation Board, the NMB, for determination of single carrier status for the purposes of conducting a representation election for flight attendants at United Airlines. While we await the decision of the NMB on their determination, flight attendants have begun to receive mailings and information from both the machinists and AFA. As we've talked about before in answer to members asking how the machinists got their address, we wanted to review how this process unfolded. In late January, AFA members at our international locations received a communication in the mail from the machinists. AFA clearly reviewed the information on the mailing labels and talked to members in these locations and determined that the formatting of the mail contained information and syntax used when United Airlines sends a mailing. Further investigation with our members identified that many international members received the mail at an address known only to United and not provided to any other outside or third party. AFA confronted management with our concerns and questioned how and why United Management would provide the Machinist Union with AFA members' home addresses. Management denied providing any such list to the machinists, but at the same time agreed to provide AFA with a Continental flight attendant address list so as not to, as they said, taint the laboratory conditions of the upcoming NMB representation election. The result was that management provided AFA with the Continental flight attendant member mail list after the machinists received the United flight attendant mail list and used it to communicate first with AFA members at their international locations. For additional information, including reading the full letter sent from AFA to United about our concerns, please check our website. We've heard from many Continental flight attendants who want a place to meet, get answers, and or sit with United AFA flight attendants in Houston, so we have set up a meet-and-greet room at the Houston Airport Marriott where we can get to know each other and share ideas and information. We will be available to flight attendants on layover and also be accessible to those from Newark and Cleveland who have sit time in Houston. Flight attendants on sit time can easily come over at their convenience using the underground airport tram to come directly to the airport Marriott to meet with us, ask questions, and pick up more information about AFA. The meet and greet room will launch with 7-day availability from Monday, March 21st through Sunday, March 27th, open 0600 hours to 2200 hours. The United States change to daylight savings time is effective this Sunday, March 13th, 2011 at 0200 hours. Spring forward by setting clocks ahead for 1 hour. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.